What creates aliveness, and what makes some people lose it? So many of our clients long for a life of more meaning and purpose, but they go on day to day without joy or energy or vitality. You know, we've been talking lately with the top experts in our field, asking them crucial questions. A few days ago, I shared with you some of their answers to another question. Why do people get stuck? If you missed it, you can click on the link right up here. But today, we're going to look at what creates aliveness, why some people lose it, and how we can help them get it back. I'm going to share with you four perspectives that I think will help you in your practice. To begin, I spoke with Dr. Pat Ogden, author and pioneer in somatic psychology. Pat gave me a helpful way to think about what that sense of aliveness is.
Well, aliveness is not—it's not a concept. You know, it's an experience. It's a bodily felt experience of vitality and connection with oneself and the world of being alive. So, because it's an experience that gives us an opportunity to work with it in an experiential way rather than in just a top-down cognitive way. You know? I don't think you can promote and encourage aliveness by just talking about it.
Now, in her full session, Pat got into several cases of how she works with the body to help clients experience more aliveness. But right now, let's move on. Let's build on that idea of working experientially. When I spoke with Dr. Bessel van der Kolk, he talked about working with the body to restore vitality. In fact, according to him, it's especially powerful when patients move in sync with another person. I'll let him explain.
Speaking for myself, my own opening up to aliveness came via working with the body. Not as a kid, but as a quite a mature adult. And like Rolfing was very helpful to me to just not get your body stuck in a sort of frozen, uptight position, feeling the multi-potentiality. Very important. And it's a body thing. Right? And it's about feeling pleasure. So like what they do in my workshops, we bring beach balls around. And we have beach ball contests. And even the most clumsy person, some almost start giggling about getting that ball, keeping the ball in the air. Where you play a really good tennis game. You cannot feel miserable as long as you do a good tango with somebody else. You cannot feel miserable as long as you play a volleyball game where the ball goes back and forth and you have an effect on each other. You smash each other. I think this, the dimension of rhythmicity and synchrony is what is our fundamentally a source of pleasure. And when you're abused and neglected, that's a part of your mind, brain, organism that gets very damaged.
In this short clip, Bessel highlighted a particular way of working with the body with trauma patients. He helps them retrain the brain by getting them to move in sync with other people. Well, a very similar idea came up, but with an expert from a totally different background. I spoke to Dr. Sue Johnson. She's the creator of emotionally focused therapy, or EFT for couples. She emphasized the power of connection and being in sync with others as a major part of aliveness. And like Bessel, she brought up the tango. In fact, Sue got to talking about her favorite tango partner.
You know, attachment says that when you feel safe inside your own skin with your own emotions and with another person, that's when you can really engage and explore the environment. So, you know, I think of my favorite tango partner. She's my favorite partner because I said, I feel totally safe with you. When we dance together, there's no mistakes. That's not a word. We don't make mistakes because if I misread you or you misread me, we don't judge it. We just say, oh, she didn't move to the right. Okay, then what? Then we'll play with what is happening. But it blows my mind each time because there is this feeling of aliveness. And I think it's because we're fully engaged in the music, in our own bodies, in our the messages between us.
Sue gave us a slightly different angle on how the give and take of the dance can promote aliveness and vitality. And for Sue, it's that sense of safety with a trusted partner that really brings the moment to life. Okay, so we've just heard three perspectives that focus on working with the body, but now let's look at it from a completely different angle. For this, we'll go to Dr. Stephen Hayes. Now, Stephen is the creator of ACT, also known as Acceptance and Commitment Therapy. He's a psychology professor at the University of Nevada.
We had a client who lost her ability to dance, who was a professional dancer. And she said the only thing that she really valued was bringing beauty into the world through physical motion and creation. But she couldn't dance again. Her injury wouldn't allow it. And it took her a long time to find that actually what her deeper value was creating beauty in the world, but that she didn't necessarily had to be the one who was doing it. And so she started raising money for a dance troupe with children and found a whole nother way, and a way that sort of woke her up, brought her out of her depression. You know, I've never met a person who's depressed which is kind of the archetype model of a loss of vitality, who has not made compromises with caring. If you're actively contributing, pursuing, creating, connecting, if you're sharing, you're loving, you're supporting and helping, depression is just not what's in front of you. But if you're waiting for yourself to feel good before you can live well, you might wait the rest of your life, and it's kind of a tragedy unfolds inside that. But it's tricky because your mind tells you things like, I have to dance or life's not worth living. That's a lie. If you live long enough, your body will take dance away from you. It'll take many things away from you. But people who age with grace learn how to take what they have and pour their caring into that. And that flexibility is, I think, what we need to foster to keep people from losing contact with their birthright, really, which is to be alive.
Over the last few days, you've gotten a small taste of two universal questions that we put to the experts. Why do people get stuck, and how can we help them heal? And why do people lose their sense of aliveness and vitality? How can we help them get it back? Questions like these can spark fresh ideas. And the reason I think they're so valuable is that they transcend our diagnostic categories. They aren't specific to depression or anxiety, or to any other diagnosis. They're relevant to almost all problems. They also transcend our modalities. Dialogues like these can help us to get better outcomes, no matter what methodology we use. And these excerpts are only the beginning. Beyond that, we talked to many more people than we could show you in these short videos. In fact, we brought in 20 experts to weigh in on these key questions. We've been working on this for the last year, and here's what I can tell you. It's not going to be a webinar series, and it's not going to be a conference. It's going to be something completely different from anything that we've ever done before. Our mission is to launch the next generation of ideas, and we'd like you to join us. We're going to be releasing this project soon. We'll be back in just a few days to tell you more about it. But for now, I'd like to hear from you. What do you think creates aliveness and vitality? And what are your strategies for helping clients regain it? Let us know by leaving a comment in the comment section right below. I'm looking forward to sharing more with you in just a few days.